The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Live and direct at Shanley High School today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. We're here because it's the first day of school. That's right. For some folks, they're back to school today, including our kids who attend Shanley High School and Sullivan Middle School. And so Dad wanted to come along and embarrass the kids today. Sorry, just had to do that. And, you know, I'm gone a lot, as the listeners of this program know, especially, you know, I've spent most of my day west of Castleton, but because we've spent a dozen years or so in Fargo, you know, the kids going to school here, I've not been able to kind of, you know, hey, let's move to Watford City. Let's go to Bismarck. How about Minot? It doesn't go well, you know, when the kids are that age. I've tried, Todd. I've tried. You know what I mean? Just because, you know, spending every day in the studio, or at least a few of the days of the week in the studio with you there in you know, the 550 K-Fire mothership is enticing. But anyway, so I just say, you know what? I'll just do what I got to do. I'll be on the road. And when it's the first day of school, it's kind of a special thing for a guy like me that's about to hit 50 this fall. When you see the kids getting, you know, a little bit older, and okay, our oldest off to college, and our middle daughter a sophomore, and our baby's a sixth grader, and so I thought it'd be kind of fun to come here and embarrass them and be at school today, and so that's why I am here doing what I'm doing. Be in Kenmare tomorrow, by the way, for another of our What's in Your Town tour events. And I know that that Goose Fest is a big deal, and I wanted to, well ahead of Goose Fest, get all the lowdown. So I'm headed to Kenmare tomorrow, and our broadcast will come to you. We'll have all kinds of fun planned for you tomorrow, live from Kenmare on the program. Should be a lot of fun. So anyway, we're going to get back to the phones here in another hour of What's on Your Mind. We are going to talk with the two school superintendents at the bottom of the hour about the first day of school. Dr. Mike Smith, who's superintendent of John Paul II Schools, and also we'll chat with Gerald Vetter, the president of Light of Christ Catholic Schools in Bismarck, today on the program as well, about the first day of school and what they're able to do that the public schools can't do. And by law, as we find out in this crazy story from Tennessee, where a student sneezes, another student says, bless you, and the student that says, bless you, ends up suspended. It happened, believe it or not. Spent a lot of time last hour talking about that. I also want to talk about a story that's out of Hillsboro, North Dakota, where a 26-year-old man has been accused of texting while driving and now charged with felony manslaughter. He was involved in an incident in June that killed a bicyclist. 50-year-old David Hawkinson's life was taken by Justin Gelbert of Hunter, North Dakota, driving his pickup truck south on a County Road 81 when the crash happened about 10:40 in the morning on June 21st. Originally, the driver told investigators that the bicyclist was stopped along the road about a mile north of Grandin and that his truck struck the bicycle from behind. Hawkinson was thrown into a ditch. Gelbert initially told a trooper with the Highway Patrol that he was reaching into the glove box to get a CD when he looked up, saw the bicyclist, and before he knew what had happened, he was hit. And the bicyclist, about 10 years in front of him, had no time to react. However, in a later interview with another trooper, the driver acknowledged he was typing a text message on his phone just before the crash. Gelbert told the patrol he was looking down at his phone. He looked up just before hitting the bicyclist. He said he later deleted his text message because he was afraid of possible consequences. He reported that he was traveling between 55 and 60 at the time. After the crash, a nearby Amtrak train stopped, and an engineer and a nurse came to start CPR. Hawkinson, who was wearing a helmet, died at the scene. The motorist, Gelbert, was not injured. According to court papers, a trooper smelled alcohol on the breath of the driver. A breath test showed that his blood alcohol level at 10 in the morning, I might add, was below the legal limit of .08. Gelbert told the patrol the last time he drank was the night before. Not long after the crash, the motorist posted messages on his Facebook page apologizing to the family of Mr. Hawkinson. who, by the way, lived in Fargo, had three kids, three grandkids, very well-regarded man in the community, worked at Valley Imports, the Mercedes dealer in North Dakota, Audi dealer, Porsche dealer, a lot of Valley Imports cars all throughout North Dakota. But very well known, just a good salt of the earth individual, well known in the local cycling and running community. And this is just a tragedy. And by the way, the driver has a history of driving offenses dating back to 2006, including driving under the influence, speeding, several instances of driving with a suspended license. The Trail County State's Attorney Stuart Larson yesterday said in a news release that Gelbert has not yet been arrested, will appear in court at a later date. And by the way, another one of these happened Friday, just about 12 miles east of Findlay, Highway 200, a pickup truck struck a bicyclist from behind and killed her. Charges pending against that driver now. Here's my question for you. Should this 26-year-old man, given his record, given what he's admitted, should he be charged with felony manslaughter? Is he guilty of felony manslaughter? Knowing what I know, there's no doubt in my mind what he did was a felony, and it was manslaughter. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I hope this wakes people up. I really do. And I'll count myself among them. We've long had opportunities for distracted driving, the radio, reaching for something, the kids in the back seat, whatever. But now we have something known as a smartphone that seems to be in our hands about 24/7, and we can't wait until we stop. And I say we for a reason. I've done it more times than I care to count. I do it still. It's illegal, it's dumb, and now it's deadly. And it's deadly every single day in this country, and we have two cases here. Well, I don't know about the Findlay case, whether that was texting or not, but they're talking about charges, so something's gone wrong there. But this individual's admitted it. I don't know. It's a tragic case all the way around. Hawkins and family's not going to get David back. And the Gelbert family may have lost someone to jail and a felony. But we can make a difference in many ways, and I hope we do. It's my take. That's what's on my mind. Let's find out what's on yours. 800-228-0550. Steve's been waiting a while, listening on 550K Fire Drive and I-94. What's on your mind, Steve?
I just wanted to call in and say God bless you.
God bless you. And Todd, I don't think, is going to suspend either of us. He was just having a good time right there. Yes.
Yeah.
God bless you.
And Gesundheit, by the way, Gesundheit.
Yes,
good
Steve,
health.
That was for Todd because of the sneeze earlier, right, Steve?
Exactly. I think my grandparents would be rolling in their graves because they said Gesundheit all the time. My grandmother's father passed away in the early 1900s from the flu, and nobody would come to visit for the visitation. They would just walk by the house because nobody wanted to catch that flu. And I think that's some of the historical significance of God bless you. They didn't want to catch the flu.
Is that
and
right?
And that guy from Cashway, that hit the nail on the head.
Could you believe that story? Unbelievable. Massachusetts is all you needed to know about that deal. But, by the way, what is Gesundheit some other language for bless you or God bless you?
I believe it is German for God bless you.
Is it really? I should know that.
Good
I have,
health.
I,
it's German, German for good
heritage.
Health.
Well, it's German for good health.
Yeah.
You're going to have some good German call in to authenticate that.
I bet we have some Germans in the audience that might be able to give us a scoop.
There might be a few Germans out there, yes.
Or it's the Germans in our audience. Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. God bless you, and thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. Shane Snerdley wants in on this.
I believe that the literal translation is God on highest. So, highest God.
Gott im Himmel. Gott im Himmel.
So we're both right. All right, I like that. All right. Ed Minot, listening on 910 KCJBR Minot Mothership. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott and Todd. Frequently I go to the cemetery and stop and pay some respects to my relatives that have passed away. But occasionally I drive over to the veteran section, and drive through there and look at all the gravestones and read the grave markers. All these, most of them are young men that really never had a life. You know, they died during the war and stuff. And kind of look around and you get a little different feeling there about what's going on in the world. And I think these people that are saying all this stuff on the radio that snivel about a few words should go up there and spend some time and read some of them gravestone markers.
I'm glad I'm not alone in doing that, but I always look at those, every gravestone. Every time I'm Catholic, so I make the sign of the cross when I think of it driving by a cemetery, just praying for all those folks. But every one of those gravestones tell a story, don't they, Ed?
Oh, man, big time. Yep, that's America right there.
It is, and I've stopped before at St. Mary's Cemetery up on the hill, not far from the studios, Todd? And other places as well. You can find some. I mean, you know, every cemetery has a great story. It's a good habit you have there, Ed. And I think it's also good advice for those other callers. Appreciate it. Steve and Minot, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Repairman commercials. Poor guy was so bored. You know, he had his jaw sitting resting on his fist there, just kind of bored. Sitting back at the shop. That's actually Sean and the crew at High Plains Apache. In fact, the High Plains Apache folks, they have a great service department, but most of the service work they do, I think, is not on Apache sprayers. I wonder why that is. I think I know. It's because Apache's the best of the best, ladies and gentlemen. They really are, and they have that, I mean, they're rugged, but they have the light footprint, and they have that great warranty backing it up, so it really is great. When you do need parts for sprayers, by the way, not just Apache sprayers, they have them at High Plains Apache because they have this new ET Ag Center, it's called. 50,000 parts in both their Fargo and their Mandan location. 50,000 parts. And if they don't have it, one of those 50,000, they'll get it to you, ship it directly to your door. All the application parts, I mean, they can really help. The expertise is what they're great at. The service guys are kind of bored because there's nothing to do. But tell them hi, by the way. They like it when we rip them at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. And they're online at highplainsapache.com. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Stephen Minot's been waiting the longest, and we'll go to Steve on I-94 in Clark and Dunn County on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve Minot, you're first up.
Yeah, so that guy that got was texting when he ran into that bicyclist, they ought to throw the book at him.
I agree. I mean, maybe we need an example like this, but I mean, to me, if you have a law on the books that is felony manslaughter, how could this not be felony manslaughter, Steve?
Right. They ought to give him the whole nine yards on that. Then the next one, you were talking about Obama's religion. I was just going to let you know, according to the Muslims, that if your father is a Muslim, you are automatically a Muslim unless you publicly denounce your Muslim religion and do something else. So you can go to any other church you want to, but underneath you're still a Muslim.
You know, and again, I just hate the debate because it just is it's a fool's errand, and I just want to wait the guy out. It's my own personal opinion. But you know what? I'm not sure. This is, again, difficult to do when you're judging another human being, and I think we ought to really be careful when we're doing it, okay? So a full disclosure, I'm not one to try and do this because who can judge? Well, who can judge? Not us. I don't think it's of this earth to be able to judge. But if I had to, if you allow me a weak moment to do it about this president, I don't think the compass has anything to do with any religion. You know, I don't think what guides him is any religion, be it Christianity, be it Muslim, be it anything. I think it's about a belief that America's been bad in its history, and that you know, we're one among equals. He just does simply not have a worldview of the United States of America providing the enormous freedom and opportunity for generations of people. He just doesn't have that love, and besides that, he's a terrible leader. He's just a terrible leader. And I think we as conservatives should just focus more on his lack of leadership or what we would do different than on his religion. Does that make any sense, Steve?
Yep, that does. And then I got one other thing. Have you heard about a lot of human trafficking going on in North Dakota?
I have.
Have you ever... we went to a seminar here, it's been probably a month ago, that was put on by, her name was Wendy, I think her last name was Lazaro or something like that, but she's at forherND.org, and she is extremely interesting, and I think it would be a great benefit for you guys to put her on air sometime.
Well, I met Wendy, and I met Wendy through Pastor Jeremy Wetland, who is the pastor of the Tioga Assembly of God Church.
Okay.
And his wife is a big volunteer with Wendy's organization, so I was blessed to meet Wendy up there. I actually introduced Wendy to Congressman Kevin Cramer, who has had field hearings on this topic, and she's really doing a marvelous job. You should know, we want to make you a producer of the show, Steve, because we actually invited her to join us yesterday in Watford City. She wasn't able to do it, but we will have her on a future program, I promise, okay?
Right, yeah, because, boy, does she got a story.
She does, and by the way, is it on the website, it's the number 4,
right.
H-E-R-H-E-R, ND.org, right?
Yep, that's right.
So Steve is exactly right. She's amazing. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Chris, two programming notes for future programs. We promised we'd dig into the WSI doctor that resigned, and we also promised that we'd have Wendy on a future program. So we're going to do that for Steve. We love your suggestions, by the way, on guests, topics, the works. Steve, westbound on I-94, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. A couple of things that... One of my biggest frustrations with Obama and individuals like him is either their ignorance to history or their refusal to acknowledge it. And I don't pretend to be a scholar, but I study it and follow it extensively. And tying into that gentleman's conversation about being in cemeteries, I was traveling, this is many years ago, in Europe, and I was driving from Schweinfurt, Germany, to Paris. And so I was driving through rural France. You know, people talk about, or Obama makes references to, how we conquered these people and all the bad things the United States has done. Well, it's just not factual. It was driving along and saw a very meticulously groomed piece of land with American flags flying. And, of course, I knew it immediately to be a cemetery. And that was part of the peace agreements, that pieces of France and other countries would become the final resting places for the U.S. soldiers that had died there. So, obviously, I stopped. And to see hundreds, thousands of white crosses or mixed in Stars of David with inscriptions on them showing the date of birth and the date of death of these American soldiers. And this was a World War One cemetery. So most of these young men had been born, you know, in the late 1800s and had died, you know, in 1917 or 1918, I guess, is when the U.S. actually entered the war. And all they asked, you know, they came over to save Europe from oppression, and all they asked was ground for which to bury our dead. And those, and you would look at the names, it would be the rank and the unit that they were in, and then you would come to a Star David or a cross, and it would say, U.S. soldier known but to God. And, of course, tragically, that person had been mutilated to the point, or the records were such that they couldn't identify him when they buried him. And people that don't understand the commitment and the sacrifice that the young men of the United States have been making for the last 200 years is sad and tragic. And to trash the reputation of this country with not understanding that, from the position of the President of the United States or any position, just is very, very disappointing, to be polite.
Well said, Steve. Appreciate the call very much. Let's get Clark and Dunn County in here quickly. This thing on 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken. About 45 seconds, Clark. Go.
I just want to know, the guy yesterday had a speech that Obama had. I want to know how I can get a hold of that speech and hear it or read it myself to length.
Sure. You're talking about where he talked about the rule of law?
Yeah, I'm not sure all of what it was, but yeah. Talked about the American people and whatnot.
Chris, would you post that on? We can get the transcript of it fairly easy, Clark. We'll put it on our Facebook page, What's on Your Mind, and the Scott Hammond Facebook page. Okay, Clark?
Thank you.
Yep, and then you'll be able to read it firsthand. Appreciate that very much. By the way, previous caller wanted Wendy on to talk about trafficking. Chris is so good, he already has her booked for 10:30 on Monday.
How about that?
Wow. That was quick, folks. More coming up live from Shanley on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Top of the hour. We're live at Shanley High School today. First day of school for kids in the Hannon House, so I decided to go back to school. And I really should go to Mr. Rusted's Constitution class. I brought my Constitution along today because I thought I might get quizzed by him a little later on time. And there's corn dogs for lunch, so I think I'm going to stay for lunch. What do you think of that? Looking forward to that, too. So, anyway, should be fun. 28 before the top of the hour, we're going to be joined for the rest of the program by two school superintendents. One of them that has the first day of school here today in Fargo at Fargo-Shanley, and another that's starting on Monday. And we'll start with the Light of Christ Superintendent, Dr. Gerald Vitter, who joins us on the program. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. So gearing up for school, getting ready to go?
It's time. It's time to get started. We've been having, you know, students coming through the hallways for athletics, band, orientations. The teachers have been busy. The teachers have been in service. So we're excited for Monday morning to begin and for the students to officially arrive and try to bring some normalcy to the world of education. That's the fun part. The summers are sometimes boring when the students are gone, so we'll be excited to have them arrive back into our hallways.
So tell me about Light of Christ Catholic Schools and how things are going and growing.
Well, you know, this will be the third year as a consolidated system. Currently with Light of Christ Catholic Schools, we have three elementary schools in St. Anne, Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, and St. Mary's Grade School. And then we have what we refer to as our 7th and 8th grade academy, which is located here on the campus, same campus with the high school. And then we also have St. Mary's Central High School. So it's five schools within one system. We are in our third year. The process of consolidating has moved well, but with all of that, there's growing pains as you're dealing with growth and things like that. But we're ready for the year, and we're excited about, you know, we're expecting about 1,220 students. That would also include our daycare of 64 and our preschool programs. And I think our family list is now at about 730 plus families that are part of the Light of Christ school system.
Pretty amazing. And, you know, we're blessed in this part of the world to have good public schools. But we spent some time today talking about a story down in Tennessee that highlights just how, you know, bright a line there is in the public school system, to the point where, you know, a student down in Tennessee is literally suspended for saying bless you to a fellow student that was sneezing for crying out loud. Talk about how you're able to teach the whole person in the Light of Christ Catholic schools there in Bismarck, Mandan.
You know, I think it's so phenomenal when I'm able to address the teachers as I did this week. And I said, your job is to embrace your educational content, but also to embrace Christ. You do those two things, which is our mission, to embrace education, to embrace Christ. Our students will go home wiser and they'll go home happier than when they arrived. And that makes for a pretty good system when you have the schools working in conjunction with the families, and our students are going home, you know, excited. They're going home and talking about some of the things they've learned about. I had a family last year that had said that their entire family has been so enhanced by their child attending a school where they could talk about prayer and the integration and application of their faith within the academics, and that their supper table is dominated by what was being talked about at school. And now this is the interesting part of this. That student this year will be a first grader, which meant that a kindergarten family last year, their supper table, you know, the family of that kindergarten said that their supper table was dominated by what was happening there. And that has had a profound impact on the connection between our schools and the integration of our faith, and that going back to the families, and then the families coming back to us. It's really a powerful connection.
Sure is. By the way, our guest is Gerald Vetter, who's the president of Light of Christ Catholic Schools in Bismarck. I think I called you superintendent earlier. I apologize for that. I know there's different titles in the case of Dr. Smith of the John Paul II Catholic Schools. He's a superintendent. In your case, you're a president, but it's the same premise. You're a leader, right?
Yes, educational leader. You know, the same thing. Our role is to provide vision for the future and make sure that we are ensuring that the mission of our schools are being met. And to be representatives of goodwill for our community.
By the way, our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you do have a question or comment for Gerald Vetter, and Dr. Smith will join us a little later on as well. A stereotype about, I think, private schools in general, certainly Catholic schools are part of a private school system, is that, well, it's just all the rich kids. And that you don't have to, you know, take the kids that the public school has to take, and so they just have a lot tougher job. Talk to that stereotype a little bit. Is the Light of Christ Catholic school system in Bismarck, Mandan, full of rich kids?
No, they're not. We have a very healthy cross section. I think one of the things we're most excited about is with the help of parish subsidies, our tuitions are really inexpensive and affordable. We also have increased our financial scholarship this year by 25%, which means that if there's a family who's going through a situation, a change of economics, you know, we are able to provide some additional help with that. And, you know, if you have 3, 4, 5, you know, in your family that are attending at the same time, obviously that can be a very difficult and challenging thing. But we have to look at this also as, you know, what is just and what is fair. You know, I think we're all of the understanding that we have to sacrifice something for the sake of education. But also in that, you know, what is fair and what is just, what is obviously affordable, so we don't have to turn people away. I think there's people that sometimes have that misconception that there's no way I can afford private education anywhere. And when you start breaking it down and you start looking at it, you know, there are people that find out, yes, we can. We can afford this, and this is something that we are willing to sacrifice for, because we know of the impact and the formation it has on their children as they grow and as they graduate and go on to college and become young adults and, you know, working in their parts of the world.
Well, and of course,
but I think that is a stereotype. I think any state you go to, but you don't feel it in the hallways. Our students all, you know, are in, you could not be able to determine the class system, if you will, as some people talk about.
I wasn't asking it because I believe it. In fact, quite the opposite.
Right.
Our kids have been in Catholic school kindergarten on up, and the oldest
Absolutely.
Is about to head to college. And I know anybody can take a look at my bank account. If they'd look, they'd know that the Hennen family's far from rich, right? So,
right.
And quite honestly, have had changing economic conditions along with everybody else being a business owner the last, going on 5-6 years now. So transitioning from an employee of a great broadcast and media entity to an employer is a tough bump. And we've seen the kind of help you guys provide. But I wanted to take on that stereotype head on because I just think that's really sort of silly. And it's also, quite affordable. And also in the cases when you can't afford it, there's, as you say, scholarships. But I think most importantly, what's it worth to send your kids to a place where they're not only going to get an excellent education that would be on par, in some cases much better than the public school system, but also have a foundation they will keep for life? Because this is really, really sending kids to make sure they're getting A's and B's first, second, and third graders on up to seniors in high school. This is about sending out better people into the world, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I think that because of the faith element, of what our students are being presented with in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, thoughts about, the incarnation. We're providing them with some very critical thinking at a very young age. So, logic and reason is very important in being able to apply not only your faith, but other parts of your academic disciplines to how you live your life. So from the moment they walk into the classrooms, I see our faith, in addition to it, being very important towards salvation and so forth, but also very important for broadening that mind and being aware, being socially aware that, yes, our faith calls us to go beyond the academics and to go beyond the classroom and to see how we can be of service to the people around us in our community, in our state, in our country, and in our world. It is very powerful, and I think it's so important. And when you have, and in my case too, my own children, when they can come home at night and beyond a shadow of a doubt say that I am a son or a daughter of God, that it's working, and that they have a greater sense and purpose for their life here on earth.
And my question is, what's that worth? To the parents in the audience, what's that worth? There will be some sacrifice there, right? Because
right.
You've got to charge a just and fair scholarship, and quite honestly, our tax system says that property owners, you're going to pay a good chunk of change in your property taxes to public schools, and if you choose to enroll your kids over here, you're just out that money, which is something that we can talk about later and hopefully will be a very important topic in the upcoming legislative session. But set all that aside. That's dollars and cents. And if you're sitting there saying, okay, what is it worth to send my kids into the world with that kind of an education, with that kind of grounding? Is it worth maybe not having a lake place? Is it worth having a little smaller house? Is it worth having a car that maybe isn't brand new, that's 4, 5, 6? In other words, those are the kind of choices. And look, I'm as guilty as anybody. You want stuff, right? And you just kind of, this world pushes you towards, you got to have the new car, you got to have this. Why don't you have a lake home? Because everybody else does. But I'm telling you what, when they put us in a pine box, it is not going to matter how much stuff we had, but it is going to matter what kind of kids we put into this world. And that's why I appreciate what you do so much.
Right. It's countercultural in that, how can we balance the toys and so forth that are around us. And that can be a challenge, for as we see it, and you know, we see it within our society, but we're called to analyze that and see what is actually necessary, and
absolutely,
what can we give back, and how can we tithe, and what it's worth. It's worth everything.
It sure is.
In the fact that knowing that our students, our kids, my own children, will be able to be able to persevere.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to cut you off, Mr. Vetter. We are out of time, running up against a hard break. Thanks so much. Dr. Mike Smith, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't touch that dial. Affordable housing is alive and well in the Bakken. Frontier Village is Stanley, North Dakota. Walking distance to schools and lots of amenities, just 3 blocks north of that brand new Cashwise, north of Highway 2 on the west edge of Stanley. Schedule your appointment now by leaving a message at 701-628-1215 or look for the signs and take a tour around, but you must see it to believe it. And get this, average down payment, $5,000. Monthly payment around $1,000, and you own it. 701-628-1215. Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you, meattaffy.com. That's right, meattaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what, let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to meattaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love, meat taffy. Made easy at meattaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. Meattaffy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Before the top of the hour, final segment. Remember, we're in Kenmare, North Dakota tomorrow for our What's in Your Town tour. We continue our live broadcast today from the first day of school for John Paul II Schools in the Fargo area. Serves nine Catholic parishes here. Their leader, the superintendent, Dr. Mike Smith, is here. How are you, sir?
great. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us, and thanks for coming into our school community today. It's great to have you here.
I know you were a little bit late, because you were at Mass with your students.
I was attending our opening school Mass, and it went a little longer than I thought, but I looked down at my watch, and I thought it was about 10:20, and it was 10:40, so that's a good sign that it was a good homily and a good Mass.
Exactly, with Father Charles LaCroix, the chaplain here, who does a fabulous job inspiring these
kids. Wonderful job connecting with the kids, bringing the message of Christ to their level, something they can understand and relate to, and then really he's calling them this year to bring that message into the school community and treat each other with love and respect, so that everyone that enters in our doors is treated that way. It's a tall challenge, but it's something that we're going to be trying to do.
It's a great life message for all of us.
It is.
Whether we're in the walls of Shanley or not.
Whether you're a superintendent, a principal, a teacher, a student, whatever your role is, it's challenging to do that, and to have the gauntlet thrown down for them at the opening Mass is wonderful.
Now, I need to ask you a very important question. If one of the students in one of the classes sneezes today and another student says, bless you, would that student be suspended at the Shanley?
No one would probably notice. No, that would fit in right real well with what we do.
That's why our kids go here, and I know why so many others as well. We just talked to your colleague in Bismarck, Gerald Vetter at Light of Christ Schools, and he was talking a lot about what you're able to do here that you aren't able to do in the public school system. I want to talk a little bit about the academic excellence, because we didn't get a chance to talk with him about that. But what kind of students are you cranking out of here? Give me your GPA average.
Well, I'll talk about our ACT scores just arrived, and we are extremely pleased with our students. The effort that they put into not just getting ready to take the test, but all the years that they put in into their education, and the teachers and the parents. It takes all of us. It's a community. It's not just our students. It's not just our teachers. Not just the families. It's everyone. Our parishes. And this, I'll brag about the score.
The statewide average on an ACT in North Dakota would be what?
I don't want to misquote. I think it was 20.6. I can check on that, but ours was 25.5 was our average this year.
5 points higher than the statewide average.
Yeah, we're very excited about that, and it doesn't come about easily. You know, a lot of critics will say, well, you only accept certain types of students, and that's couldn't be further from the truth. I think what happens when you come in a community where you're expected to succeed, the students around you are putting forward the effort that they need to, you step up and you do it, and we couldn't be prouder of our students.
And is it affordable?
It is affordable. We have our eight parishes. I heard you reference nine, which I assume you're talking about Moorhead over there. Our eight parishes that sponsor us all help keep tuition down. If you apply for our school, we take into account your income level, and we try to make it as affordable. We do work with people. We have scholarships. Last year, we gave out nearly $700,000 worth of scholarships and tuition reduction. So we do our best to make it affordable. You do have to make a sacrifice to come. That needs to be stated. And I think that's one of the things that makes our schools unique, is because you have to choose to be here. You have to choose to make the sacrifice, and you're not going to do that if your children aren't, if you're not feeling that that type of an education system is invaluable for your child.
Well, I see you in the hallways of the state capitol in Bismarck making the case for the affordability factor to get a little easier.
I hope so. I've been trying to get out for some of the meetings that have been going on out there. Right now that we're really busy. It's been difficult to get out of.
We don't have a session until January.
I plan on being out there. It's a really important part.
What should happen if you had a perfect if you were able to sort of script out what should happen? If I own a home, and a significant chunk of my property taxes goes to the public school system, but my kids are in your case the John Paul II Catholic school system, what should happen?
I believe that there should be some type of a voucher system where you could take a portion of that money. We're not even asking for the whole state funded portion, but we're a portion of that, and you should be able to go where you want to go with that. That would be best case scenario in my mind. I believe that there's a lot of misconceptions out there that say that we would be taking money away from the state. The way people really need to look at it is, right now, the 1,051 students that are in this school system, and in the other diocesan schools, in the Fargo diocesan schools, are actually saving the state money, because the state right now is paying absolutely nothing for them. So if parents were given a voucher, you know, a $1,500, $2,000, $2,500 voucher, I don't know, you know, what the amount will be with the legislation that goes forward, but that money could come directly to private schools, and it would give people a choice. And our public schools here in North Dakota are wonderful, but choice is also wonderful.
Only have about 30 seconds left for this. Why do public school superintendents oppose that?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure.
Because it holds them harmless.
It really does. I think the way people look at oftentimes is that if students don't come to their schools, then they're losing money. But the money follows the student, so that's not true. I think change is difficult. I think change is scary. I think in the end, if you look at states that have done this, really there is nothing to worry. Not everyone is going to choose to come to our schools. Our mission does not fit with everybody, and those that choose our mission should have a little bit of support in doing it because they are taxpayers.
You run a great school. Thank you.
Well, we have great staff, great students, and great parents. Thanks for coming. Great to have you here.
Very nice of you to have us here, by the way. I know it's going to be a little disruptive first day of school. Radio talk show right in the middle of the action.
Well, your voice is quiet. No one can hear you.
Good one. Thanks a bunch. Dr. Mike Smith, superintendent of the John Paul II
Catholic School. Quiet?
Yeah,
no
my voice
ever
is quiet.
Said that before.
Yeah, I know. That's a new one. That's a style. I know Todd's going to turn that into a promo. Your voice is quiet. Yeah. Never been said ever. Anyway, God bless you. One and all. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow on Kenmare. Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake. Lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.